Chapter 4. Sleep eluded Jordan that night. Wild theories of speculations danced through his mind. What little intermittent sleep he managed to acquire was infested by dreams of dancing purple marshmallows singing Christmas songs. When his alarm finally rang, he slowly dragged himself out of bed. The events of last night, as exciting as they were, would need to be put off until the completion of their current assignment. "Good morning," Joseph welcomed Jordan as he stumbled into the control room.
"Morning," Jordan mumbled, his head still in a fog. "Did you actually sleep last night?"
Joseph shrugged as he gave a wary glance at the coffee on the food cart.
"I slept as much as you'd expect.
We collected some good data last night from our sensors."
Jordan perked up.
"Oh?
We have about 2 hours of good, clean data."
"That's good. What about the rest of it?"
"We started getting a strange interference pattern a few hours ago."
Jordan pulled up a graph on a nearby monitor and pointed at it.
"See, here's the good data. And this is where the interference started.
Could it be a malfunction on the sensor or something man-made nearby?" Jordan asked.
"I thought that too. My team and I inspected and re-inspected the sensors. Everything's fine. Jimmy showed up before you. He couldn't find anything on weather radars that we aren't already filtering out. For lack of any other explanation, I sent him out with a pair of binoculars and a parabolic microphone to try and see if there's something nearby causing this."
Jordan raised an eyebrow. "Do you think you'll find anything with that?"
"No idea," Joseph shrugged. "But he's not experienced enough to use some of the fancier things around here. I couldn't help him. I wouldn't know what I was looking at. That's your department." "He wanted to help, and I had the stuff sitting around. Might as well use it."
Jordan nodded. "Fair enough." He stared at the graph. "The interference isn't going away."
"No, it isn't. And here's more recent data."
Joseph scrolled over to reveal more information. Jordan's eyes widened in shock.
"It's increasing?"
"Very steadily, until this point."
Jordan pointed to an area on the graph where the line turned at a sharp angle. Even still, it was trending upward at a slower pace.
"If it were something man-made, I'd expect it to eventually stop or stay consistent.
Unless it was some machine coming toward us.
If it was a strange weather anomaly, I'd think it'd dissipate by now, or show some ups and downs."
Jordan stroked his chin.
"Now that you're here, you can check out all the meteorological data. Maybe a storm somewhere is causing this."
"I'll take a look."
Jordan went to work examining data streams from various weather stations and satellites from around the globe.
"Is there a reason we've got our intern outside waving a parabolic mic and binoculars around?"
Lauren asked as she entered the control room.
Jordan pointed at the graph. "We're trying to find the source of our data interference."
Lauren squinted her eyes and stared at the graph for a few minutes.
"Either the other planets exert a far greater force on us than we realize, Jupiter is heading straight for us at insane speeds, or something's wrong."
She turned and walked to her computer. "I doubt the planets are misbehaving that badly, but I'll check to make sure."
Jimmy walked in with a disappointed look on his face.
"I'm not finding anything," he bemoaned.
"That's okay," Jordan assured. "We're all just as confused right now." He walked to his workstation and began looking up satellite and weather data in the area of the anomaly.
"We've always been able to find the source of interference to verify what it was," Joseph murmured as he looked out the window at the horizon.
He turned to look quizzically at Lauren.
"Is it the sun? We've been tracking planets and seeing what they do. Is the sun's gravitational pull messing with us now?"
Lauren looked up and shook her head.
"No, we're accounting for that. The sun is already one of the most prominent weather generators for us, without its gravitational influence."
"Moon, too," Jordan quipped as he pored over weather data.
"Yes," Lauren nodded. "Moon, too. Maybe it's not its gravity. Could it be heating things up more than we thought?"
Joseph watched the sun rise out the window. Slightly annoyed, Lauren began, "We've already..." "Wait," Jordan waved his hand. "Heat may be part of it, but not in that way." Lauren blinked at Jordan.
"Huh?"
"Where did we see that anomaly last night?" Jordan asked.
"It was over in northwestern Russia," Jimmy said.
"Yes, it was," Jordan nodded. "And weather data from that area is acting strange."
"What do you mean, strange?" Joseph asked. "Like it's raining when it shouldn't be strange? Or it's raining pianos strange?"